parts of Pangaea were periodically flooded by shallow seas. But time and again, this water evaporated, leaving layer upon layer of salt. Today, these massive deposits lie buried deep beneath the Netherlands, Poland, northern England, and the Austrian Alps. They've been mined for millennia. Salt is a major ingredient for the chemical industry. It's also used, albeit controversially, to de-ice Europe's roads in winter. Thousands of tons a day. This particular mine, in Krakow, in Poland, is made up of over 300 kilometers of tunnels. It's so vast that miners have carved an entire underground cathedral out of the salt. Even the chandeliers. After tens of millions of years of baking under the desert sun, Europe changed once again. This is the Jura in eastern France. The slopes here are blessed with fertile, well-drained soils, perfect for vineyards. And scattered among the vines are clues to the next waves of change that began to sweep Europe some 200 million years ago. A fossil ammonite, a marine creature, and mussels, even the ancient relatives of squid. This area was once under the sea. These waters teemed with life. As well as ammonites, marine reptiles called ichthyosaurs were common. They fed on fish, breathed air, and gave birth to live young. They were the dolphins of their time. All these creatures swam where there are now thousands of vines. And it's this region of France that has lent its name to one of the most familiar periods in the Earth's history.